Okay, this tour is walking through the door. We are standing in front of Taiwanese Community Center. Going to walk through the about 2 acres area, and this area is facilitated by the Taiwanese Heritage Society of Houston. We're a non-profit American NGO, and you know, we do the cultural art education community service kind of thing. We're not affiliated with any government. And we're here 20 years, and most of the things are run by the volunteers. And so we just walk through. Oh, by the way, we're in the middle of, one side is the Howland Warehouse District, and the other side is this a very low-income apartment and for refugee immigrants, and then leading toward the new Asian chic bank and restaurant and all the new development for miles and miles. And so that is why this walk is walking through the doors, not because this building have a lot of doors, but also because this neighborhood is so incohesive from the design point of view. And if you think of the doors, you understand what's going on. So let's walk through the doors. And we're at a parking lot over right now. We can have like 400 people in this building, and this yard is you know, a lot of things are here just look pretty ugly. But if you know things like this, for example, this tree, jasmine tree, and there's supposed to be some pepper tree surrounded. I stopped by one day in summer in the middle of the heat, and I saw somebody digging the ground, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm planting tree. Come help me make it look pretty." And he said, "What are you doing? You can't plant anything in the middle of July. No, nothing, you know, the plant will die. This is Houston." And he said, "Okay, you know what is today?" And he told me today, that day, the July day, is the day that Professor Chang, a Carnegie Mellon professor from Taiwanese American, he's very dedicated to the human right and democracy in Taiwan. He, on his visit to Taiwan, he was murdered, and brutal death, and it's still a mystery. And there's nothing people can do, you know, and people go to Congress to testify, just no end, you know, human rights issues. And so this stranger, he just come here, and he just dig the ground. He said, "Today I want to plant this tree to remember this guy, you know, sacrifice his life for the human rights and democracy." And I won't help him, because I said, "You stupid guy, this plant will die." But I don't know, obviously somebody was taking care of the tree. Wow. And it's it looked pretty ugly, but still alive. You know, everything human right is ugly, but you know, it's alive.
Wow.
Okay, now we're going into the Taiwanese Community Center. Today we are Saturday. Saturday is the Taiwanese Community Center is for Taiwanese School of Languages and Culture, and this today is our end of school ceremony. So our principal is addressing the student, and the moment you walk into the center, you can see this. The gold plate. Okay, and this is how we, for the past 20 years, more than 20 years, people, whoever donate $1,000, their name will be on this plate. And so it's pretty much like a temple in Asia, with all the donors. So that's how we live for 20 some years. And this is the display case, and this case is displayed like our community's history, and Taiwanese American immigrant to Houston for about 50 years ago, started by a doctor, a physician, started this. I mean, he come to Houston, but we have this newspaper for 20 years, and this is all run by volunteers. Play baseball, and you know, concert in Rice University playing the Taiwanese music using the Italian antique instruments. So this is where everything meets here, and this is the window of our cultural event. This window display is, I put up this display using the leftover building material, and that is an old raincoat and the form, and just to show the process, the community's history, all by people. And the picture, those are more update pictures. And this is the office for Taiwanese Association, Taiwanese American Association. This community center is the home for all smaller community grassroots organizations. And this is the picture of our principals that this is the started in 1985, and all those, I think, those are the principles. To be a principal of this Taiwanese Community Center is a very dirty job, but all volunteer dedicated to do this. For example, this principal who is in the background you just heard, and he is a manager and worked for GE and lived in Woodland. Every Saturday he drove from Woodland to Houston. And he had family, children. It's just dedication. And here comes our Sandra. Sandra is our Sandra. Sandra is our manager.
Great to see you.
Oh, nice
okay.
To
you. Yeah. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sandra is she teach Chinese in community in Bailey High, and this is our kitchen. She help and all volunteers serve lunch here on Saturday. Sometimes you come here and you can smell the food, and she's cooking something for all the kids. And this is our classroom. You can see your doors. I guess this is an old building, and we converted the computer room. And back there is the credit union, so we can have that. If we want to pay the teacher, it's easier. The bank is back there. And then this is the dancing studio with the mural and more rooms for English class, Taiwanese class, and over here, we come to the back door, and we're going outdoor here. This is our backyard, and we used to have a basketball court here, but we took it down, and there are more trees here. Some people ask me, am I allergic to oak tree, and say yes, so they plant those two trees, and you can see that. Tree here. This tree is in memory of Dr. Robert Tai, and who died. Dr. Tai went to Congress to testify the campus spy from Taiwan. That's before during for a long time when we the immigrant came to the United States, Taiwan was under martial law. For all the 26 years when I was in Taiwan, Taiwan was under martial law. You know what martial law is? No democracy, and people really fight for that. And I think if you look at the immigrant, I think, the best of us didn't come for money. We come for something else. Because if you come for money, you will leave for money. And it's like marriage. So that is how he died, and people want to remember him. Another people dedicate to human rights and democracy, and his American dream. And this is Dr. Yayan Lee. He's a doctor at professor at Professor Yayan Lee. He's a radiologist at MD Anderson, and he is basically the person who call people together to build this community center. And he died tragically in over 10 years ago, and people want to remember him. And because a lot of people donate money, but not everybody that also work on that with his hand. And inside the building, I can show you something else. This license plate over here, it's read Taiwan. This guy, he has to pay a lot of money to get this license plate, and he drove around Texas and saying Taiwan, you know, he's like statement every day. So things like that. And right now, you know, government changed the rule, so you can't use it's not available for purchase already, but it's, you know, it's just one example of the things. And and over here is this raincoat that my brother-in-law is donated. Okay, there are two special historic archives. There are a lot of them, but I want to point it out to this one is a newsletter, handwritten newsletter by students from Taiwan. They came to this country with scholarship in 1960s and mostly a student, and they wrote, they used hand to write a newsletter, and you can see the date 1972, and based on the date, based on the title of the newsletter, you know that it's called Mayflower. It's people refer to the spirit of the founding fathers, the immigrant. So and this is a, you know, the historic archive. And another one is this Bible. It's a very old Bible. One day this pastor, Lutheran pastor, before he left town, he gave me, said, I'm going to give this Bible to you. And, you know, I'm not a Christian, but then he told me the story about this Bible. He said about in 19th century, Taiwan is just nothing but a small remote island in the, belong to the imperial to the emperor in the Qin Manchuria dynasty. So at that time, only 1/10 of the population know how to read and write, and the Chinese character is very hard to understand. So majority of people do not have a tool of language, to written language. And when the missionary come with the merchant from East India Company, went to Taiwan, that's also I think later, they want to introduce Bible to the Taiwanese population. So they teach the Roman alphabet. So people, children, women, poor people, if they can learn 26 Roman alphabet, they have the tool to use the written language. So this and then he told me a lot about how this Bible, you know, walks through the history of Taiwanese people and help poor and help the people fighting for their rights and democracy, the dignity, and I don't have time to tell you about all the story, but there are a lot of sad story. When he handed me this Bible, I can just feel the cover of this Bible is like somebody has cry on it and have sweat on it, and it's so old and it's coated. You know, you open the Bible and they tell me people about the creation of this the people, human beings, and the God. But I think what I see is tears and struggle and human dignity. Now we go into this area, we can see in the back of this grand hall. This grand hall, Taiwanese school, is having the award ceremony, and kids are performing the song. And
你侬伊讲无奇怪，我讲奇怪真奇怪，请你大家听看卖。阿仔阿仔，今年过了来，我今年真厉害，真厉害。有目睭啊，无目白；有喙齿啊，又无下海；有目肚啊，又无肚脐。
In that moment, Benson played. What did you play?
老师
Yeah, he actually was the teacher. And then the other students were, you know, they play student. The problem is all Benson students, they all on vacation today. So that's the reason why we had originally had to cancel our program. But this morning, Benson's very brave. He said he wants to sing a song. Okay, so yeah.
They are some of them American born, Taiwanese children. We have a very mixed group of student body. One of them, I think, a few years ago got individual championship of mathematics and went to MIT and, you know, awarded by President Bush and a lot goes to Princeton, this and that. But then we have the students that silently volunteer for this center after the school is over.He picked up the trash for 4 years. Nobody know it until we realize he has been doing so. He was a lot of nice kids. Yeah, the kids over there, Roy, he picked up trash. I just walk through the rooms and pick up trash.
So thank you so much. Jin Dong Xiang.
张金珠是台湾基本校 Houston 台湾基本校的校长。
Carrie
来教阮台湾人活动中心来参加阮台语校的毕业典礼。多谢 ，Thank you. Can translate? I said, you know, my name is Zhen Yu Chen. I'm the principal of the Houston Taiwanese School of Culture and Language, and I welcome you to Taiwanese Community Center to.Help us celebrate our closing ceremony for this semester. Taiwanese School of Language and Cultures, we have classes every Saturday. Two semesters, each semester is about 15 weeks, and it's from 9 o'clock to 2:45 in the afternoon. Right now, we have Taiwanese classes, Chinese classes, English classes, and also the adult English, that's a writing class. So the English teacher, Michael Segerman,He has been with us for 22 years. Mm. Actually, he is the longest serving staff in our staff. 22 years, that's quite a long time. And he stuck with us for that long. We appreciate
it. He's a service. White man.
Yeah, he's a Caucasian, by the way. And since very early on, he joined us teaching English. And every kid like him. The Taiwanese class, of course, we teach the Taiwanese the language to the kids and Chinese class.For the students who learn Chinese, and we have a culture program as well. Yu Ru is the director of the culture program. And right now, the culture program, we have two major events. One is the Moon Festival in the fall, and then in the Lunar New Year, we celebrate the Lunar New Year. These are the two main culture events we put together for the kids, and kids learn the culture and how their parents or grandparents celebrate the festival in Taiwan. So they have the idea how they celebrate. They grew up here, they know the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, but we have our own culture in Taiwan. So student, right now we have about 35 students. It used to be about 200 when they first started about 20 years ago. And of course, the Taiwanese even to the United States has decreased quite a bit because of development in Taiwan. Fewer students came to U.S. Or if they came, they went back to Taiwan more. So we have fewer and fewer students now, but still we get together. We say, as long as the students come, we are welcome and we open the class for the students to learn the language and culture. Yeah. Thank you.
Now we are going to end this tour called Walking Through the Door, and the last door to go through is a hard one. one day, there's another story. One day, I had all the cultural set, the celebration set up, but then the manager said, we are going to let the rent this place to a church and on Sunday, so you have to remove everything. I said, how can you? This is our community center. Why do you rent it to a church and to a Hispanic church? And then she told me, don't you remember 20 some years ago we came here and we have no community center. We're a group of teachers. We want to teach our students the language and the immigrant, our history. And we're homeless and people open their classroom and we rented the public schools classrooms, remember? And so inconvenient, but still people accommodate us. And so right now we have our home and we have spare space. Why don't we lend it to this Hispanic pastor? This pastor have this group of people, but we have no church. They're homeless. So if you come here every Sunday morning, you will not see Taiwanese people. You will see a lot of Hispanic young men and the young pastor, and they're trying to build their dream. People said, if you run into four Estonians, one of them will be foreign born. But you think, how can we work together as a society if everybody come from some all over the world and have different values, speak different language? And I think, well, this is where everything meet together. People walk through the doors. You were helped, and so now you help other people, and so you. So if you walk through this neighborhood, you can see why we can work together, because we try to understand each other. We close the door and we open the door. We walk through the door. One side of the door is your past. The other side of the door is the future. And if you walk through the poor neighborhood, you can reach the Bel Air Boulevard. There's 5 miles all the way to Beltway 8. Those new Asian development have banks, and the way they invest is not like the old way. My friends, Taiwanese friends who first came, they just rent the place. No, they have their bankers. They know how to build big buildings, and you can see the restaurant and all those Asian chic, and you can see the time and changing, and this is where things happened. People walk through the doors, and that's the tour, walking through the doors.